I'm here just to remind you that there are certain things that you can do to control your energy and to ensure that you keep your time and your energy sacred. And there are going to be times where you can't help it. So just being able just to shift that alignment within you and get you refocused can really take you from feeling drained to feeling energetic again. Hey, I'm Alicia Harris, and I am your host of The Alicia Show. Each week, we'll be having conversations about how to enhance your well-being. We'll be sharing strategies and stories and insights to build your business while still navigating life, because sometimes we try to separate the two, and let's face it, if you are not well, you have no business. I am a holistic business growth strategist and a wellness coach who spent over 15 years in corporate before deciding to choose me first to build my brand, Alicia Lifestyle. I'm here to teach you how to redefine what success means to you, ditch the stress and confusion, and learn how to run your business from a place of ease and excitement. Let's get into this week's episode. Hello and welcome back to The Alicia Show. I am your host, Alicia, and I am super excited to get into this week's episode. Today, we're going to talk all about shifting your energy, because sometimes I feel like, well, especially me, I have all of this energy pent up in me, and sometimes it's hard to find ways to express and to get rid of some of that energy. And I find that if I have a huge to-do list and I have all of this pent-up energy, it just stops. I freeze and I don't know what to do. And so I thought this would be a great quick episode just to remind you of the ways that you can really just shift your mindset, your energy, so that you can continue to make those big wins. Recently, I received a package in the post from my dear friend, Mary Taylor. Mary has been on the podcast a few times, and so go and check out her podcast episodes. We did a whole series all about harnessing your female cycle, and I, for one, have found going back to that series and listening back to some of the key things that we discussed has been really, really important. And so she sent me a present the other day, and I opened it up. And it had me in stitches. She sent me a cup that said, "Don't fuck with my energy." And it just had me thinking, and it made me think about just ways that your energy can be fucked with, quite frankly, throughout the day, especially if you are working as a solo business owner. Sometimes you are not in control of what hits your inbox at what time, or, you know, you may receive phone calls that just interrupt your flow or just your energy. And so I'm here just to remind you that there are certain things that you can do to control your energy and to ensure that you keep your time and your energy sacred. And there are going to be times where you can't help it. So just being able just to shift that alignment within you and get you refocused can really take you from feeling drained to feeling energetic again. And so I'm just going to share some of the key things that I do in my day to day to ensure that I shift my energy throughout my day, especially as a lot of the time I am going from mum, then to business owner, to mum again in the evening, and then sometimes back to business owner, especially if I've got late evening calls with my clients overseas. And so I'm forever playing that game of shifting my energy and my mindset. So the first thing, and you've probably heard it before, but the first thing that I've found really, really impactful is basically not picking up my phone in the morning and going into my email straight away or onto social media straight away, because for me, that is a huge energy drainer. You do not know what people are going to send you overnight. You do not know what people are going to be posting about, and that can just really set your day up for unsuccess. basically, especially if you're like me, I am an empath. And so some of the things that I see that are going on in the world or that are happening to friends and family really, really does impact me. And so then I start to go into that overthinking mode. And sometimes I cannot do the things that I need to do within my business or in my life because I am worrying. I just feel drained. And so I don't have the energy then to do the things that I need to do to ensure that I'm okay. Now, I'm not saying that you should keep yourself in a bubble for throughout the whole day or days. But what I'm saying to you is to make sure that the beginning of your day is sacred, especially if you are looking after other people. You know, it could be your young ones, your elderly parents, or, you know, your pets or your partners, especially if you have other things that you need to tend to in the morning as well, then make sure that you are taking that extra time in the mornings to check in on how you're feeling. And so I was laughing to a friend the other day and saying that when they do have kids, to make sure that you have a lock on your bathroom door that can't lock from the outside. Because sometimes I take a little bit more time in the bathroom just so that I can breathe. Or when I've made my daughter's breakfast, then I'll leave the room for a minute or two just so that I can breathe. And that really, really does help. You know, 10 deep breaths can make the world of difference when your energy is all over the place. It can just help you to really get back into that state of mind of knowing that you're okay. Everything around you is okay and that you are in control. Some mornings it's really difficult to find that time, but once she has been dropped off to school, then I will make sure that I give myself at least 5 minutes to just be in stillness and just to ensure that I've tapped in and I've done a quick body scan to see where I'm feeling any tension. And again, I think I've done this in a previous episode where I did a body scan for you, but, you know, just closing your eyes and checking in to see how you're feeling from the top of your head. So checking and just feeling and just asking yourself if there's any tension that is flowing throughout your body and just really taking the time to send cleansing breaths and positive energies to those areas that you may be feeling tension can really, really help. This morning, I had 2 minutes, literally 2 minutes. And on Insight, that's a meditation app that I use. There was a really lovely 2 minute meditation that I did that just really helped. And so throughout my day, like I've said previously, I work in blocks. And so it's really important for me to get up and move around. Sometimes you could be sitting down and having that stagnant energy, and it is not helping you to be productive because you may be looking at the same thing that you've been looking at for the last 25, 45 minutes, and you just can't get past that thing. For example, you may be looking at an email and you've written the email, but you're stuck on one paragraph of the email and you can't seem to move past that. Get up. Move your body. I love to put on one of my favorite songs and just move. Sometimes I dance around like a lunatic and I make myself laugh. And that's really good for you as well, right? Sometimes I sing at the top of my voice just to, again, to move any negative energy throughout my body. But just by moving my arms, moving my legs, sometimes I'm just swaying. Sometimes I'm doing balance exercises, but just by moving my body really, really helps. And also checking in where you are within the moon cycle or within your cycle and really, really taking into consideration that it may be you're feeling low energy because of where the moon cycle is or where you are in your cycle. And just then thinking about ways that you can nourish yourself. So today I did yoga and that was my nourishment. That gave me energy. And then after that, I did a 6 minutes breathing meditation. And again, that just helped me. I didn't need coffee this morning. In fact, I only drink coffee maybe once a week. I don't rely on it. I make sure that I'm hydrated. That can help me with my energy boosts. And also I make sure that I'm moving around. It is so, so important. When I was working in corporate, I would always make sure that I got outside at least 4 times a week where I would walk for at least half an hour, if not more. And I would be so much more effective in the afternoon from getting some time out on my own to reflect on my morning, also getting that fresh air. So even if you work on your own, making sure that you're stepping out for, even if you've only got 10, 15 minutes, make sure that you step out and you get some sunlight. That's going to help you with your energy as well. Then think about on a day to day, what is blocking you? What is making you feel tense? Are there things that are going on within your business or your lifestyle that is adding more pressure, that is really taking up negative space? And really consider if there are ways that you can change this. Because again, I feel like when you're holding on to so much negative tension, then the body starts to feel at dis-ease, and then that can turn into disease. And so really consider the ways that you can shift from negative to positive. And are there things that you can literally let go of? Are there things that you may be holding on to for way too long that you need to talk through and then let go? Look at your working environment. Is there a spray that you can spray when you're feeling a little bit drained, like an uplifting spray? I love essential oils, so my diffuser is usually always on in the background, or I have a spray that I love. I just use peppermint and lavender and I spray it. And peppermint really helps me to feel a little bit more energized. And then also the lavender just keeps me calm. And so I love those two together. And so just creating a lovely, positive work environment can really, really help, making sure that you're hydrated, like I said, making sure that your workspace isn't cluttered and that it is decluttered and that you feel good in your space. That can really, really help also. And I've got a friend, and I wish I could do this for myself. So she sends herself like Reiki energy. And for me, oh, wow. Like anytime that I'm feeling like, oh, I'm on the floor, sometimes I say to her, please, can you send me some Reiki energy? But if that is of interest to you, then think about the ways that you can really lift your energy. Think about the things that you may want to delegate. There might be things that are holding you back. There may be things that you're like, oh, I really need to do, but in effect, you don't. You may be able to delegate those things to other people so that you can just concentrate on the core things that you need to get done for that day. I always find that sometimes I will have energy for everybody else, but then when it comes to me doing things for myself, I don't always have the energy to do it. And now I'm asking you to flip that. So think about the things that you can be doing for yourself first that will create happiness and joyfulness, because that will give you the utmost energy as well. You know, I always love the feeling of having things that I've had on my to-do list ticked off. That sometimes just doing the small things for myself really helps me with shifting my energy. Like if I've had a long day of calls, I try to ensure that within my diary, I've set it up in my Acuity that after every call, I have a 15-minute break. And that 15-minute break is for me to integrate, but it's also for me to take some time for myself and actually breathe and make a cup of tea and enjoy that cup of tea and take the time to set myself up for my next call or my next activity or my next task. So I've been noticing a trend where some of the people who are around me, they've been booking back to back to back meetings, and that is not healthy for anybody. And that will make you feel super drained at the end of the day. And so I would invite you to do at least 10, 15 minute breaks throughout your day, especially if you are an introvert and you have been on Zoom calls or you have been talking to people throughout the day. Take the time to decompress. It is so important for us. I am an extrovert, but I do have introvert tendencies. And one of them is that I need to decompress after my coaching and my consultancy calls or after speaking to people, because I take on other people's energy as well, especially as a lot of the work that I do is through the screen. So, you know, I have my ring light on and I'm talking through my microphone and I'm talking on Zoom. And I'm making sure that the person on the other side really knows that I'm connecting with them. And so I'm being super present And that takes a lot of energy. And so if you're doing that type of work as well, make sure that you are baking in those breaks between your clients to get outside, touch the grass with your feet, ground yourself again. I've got a lot of crystals around me. I love crystals and they help me to feel grounded. They help me to pull myself back in. And then I also like to enjoy conversation. So sometimes I take those 10, 15 minutes and I'll say to a friend, I just wanted to say hello. You know, I just wanted to say hello and to check in and see if you're okay. I've only got 10 minutes, but I just wanted to double check on you. And so, you know, just doing things that light me up, hugging, oh my goodness, like having a good hug, that gives me so much energy. I said to my daughter, Alessandra, the other day, I said, please, Pinky promised me that when you get older, you will still hug mama. And she was like, of course I will. I know that will probably change, right? But the hugs, that human touch really is important to me. Watching funny things boosts my energy if I've had a long day. So for those of you who don't know, on a Tuesday and a Thursday, because I do work with clients overseas, those are my long days. And so sometimes I can start work at 9 o'clock and not finish until 9 o'clock. But then Wednesdays and Fridays, those are my days where I can rest and restore. And so I'm not trying to do that every single day. I just want to make sure that I'm able to serve my other clients. And I also make sure that I have so many breaks. I have so much white space in that day because it's really, really important for me not to burn out again. Making sure that I'm nourished, making sure that I'm eating well. All of the things that you know, but even now today, I'm standing up. I'm standing up while I am recording this episode for you because I wanted to make sure that I was still moving so that I was still making sure that I'm energized because sometimes I sit down for quite some time and that can pull my energy down. So I've also made sure that I am taking calls where I can be on my bike and I can ride and still take calls. I'm actually thinking about maybe getting a little walking pad so that I could be walking. But in this time of my life, I want to make sure that I am using my energy correctly and I'm not just focusing on the negatives. I want to be uplifted as much as I can. I want to make sure that I am taking care of myself. And so just doing those little things throughout my day, things that you already know, but things that I really wanted to remind you to do was really important to me. It came to me today where I know sometimes the weather can make you feel drained. And so make your inside full of sunshine. Make sure that you have the things around you that make you feel energized. Ooh, it will make such a difference. And be kind to yourself and be kind to others. You want to be a radiator. You want to be radiant. You want to make sure that you are laughing and you're engaging with the right people. You don't want to feel like you're being pulled down. I am literally just about to do a follower detox because sometimes when I open my phone, some of the posts that I see, they just don't resonate with me anymore. And so I want to make sure that the people around me are positive and they are trying to enjoy their life the best that they can and that they are being kind to other people. That is super important to me. That's one way that I'm really taking the time to really consider the things that I am letting into my world. You know, I'm really being mindful about the books that I read, the programs that I watch, the music that I listen to, because all of these things can really impact your energy. Okay, so I just wanted to do a short and sweet episode to remind you that you are amazing and you need to take care of your energy so that you can show other people how amazing you are. So if this episode really resonated with you, please go ahead and share it with somebody else that you may think would find it relevant for them. And also, please go and check out some of my offers. I am here waiting to serve you. All right, take care for now, and I'll see you next week. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Alicia Show. If you loved this episode as much as I did, head over and rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on a Wednesday. I can't wait to hang out with you again soon. And lastly, remember to invest in yourself first because you are important and amazing. Take care until next time. Bye-bye.